That's what I use.
You use the Zoom?
Uh-huh. They're great, right?
They are great.
They got the H6N out now, which has four mic XLRs that will plug
into.
No! Yeah.
That sounds great.
Do you use a splitter? Or do you just use multiple?
I got mono on, and this has output from all these mics.
Oh, okay.
Into the bottom.
Oh, cool.
Knock it off.
Oh, into the, like from the power source? Oh, from right here.
Yeah, right there. That's the. There's a quarter inch in the same plug that there's a. Why can't I hear?
Cool. Did you know this thing?
What is that? Is that the line in?
There's a mic there. That can be used for a mic.
You can?
Yeah.
Would you put it down? That's not yours.
Well, it's the third podcast that we've done without a producer, so
we're responsible.
He's learning all kinds of things.
I'm sorry, I'm responsible.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Man.
How you doing?
I'm here, Jeff.
Is Nate Craig with you this weekend?
He is.
Why are you here?
Well, Chick invited me. And then he...
What did you say in the car?
Me?
How are you?
Not you. What did you say in the car?
I thought it was 3 days ago. I just felt
it
like...
It was not.
Where
it
are
was...
you? Are you at the attic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was 2 days ago. And you said, I want Greg in here to what?
Yell at. I think I said
oh, shit, that was at the Schneider concert. So, yeah, whatever night that... Wednesday night.
Yeah,
2 days
ago.
Wants
to start shit with, did you bring your kids?
Yeah, they're right there.
They're right there.
Yeah, it's a chicken shit move. she throws shit, but I can't go off on her because your kids are here. It's a fucking gutless chicken shit move.
Gutless.
I'm looking into some history here.
The three of us have been. Can you hold that thing up there on the Zoom? I forgot. Can I see the? Oh, it's bouncing. I think we're working.
It's unbalanced, Dean.
I don't think Dean has anything to do with this.
I got one tweet.
It's going.
Yeah, I got one tweet from one guy who said, it sounded a little distorted. The clips a little bit.
And it got in your head?
And it got my head. Now I'm like over correcting it.
Buddy?
Good. And now it might be.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm not going. I don't think I'm going to go see either one of you guys tonight. I might tomorrow night.
Oh, is that right?
What are you
doing
tonight?
I might go see Drew tonight at Morty's.
Oh.
Hey, Craig? No, I think he's down in...
Because somebody ordered me four bottles of Tito's vodka to be there tonight.
Oh, for tonight?
Hey, buddy, you're on speakerphone.
Who is this?
Oh, who is it?
Nate Craig.
Nate Craig, oh, say hi to Nate.
Wait.
Nope.
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
You're on speaker. My phone doesn't work. I have to put people on speaker or I can't use it.
Hey, let Nate talk into the mic so we all can hear. Jeez.
We're getting ready to record a podcast here at the studio.
Nate?
How you doing, Chick? I'm still wearing my hooded sweatshirt, buddy.
You freaked me out, Nate, in the hooded sweatshirt and you're
looking for trouble.
Eating dogs. It freaked me out.
Are you in Bloomington? Are you back in Bloomington?
Yeah, we came right back after the show, but I heard you were coming that way, so I tried to locate you, but...
Yeah, I was sleeping when you called.
No, I figured it was something to do with something like that.
Yeah, I'm still in L.A. time. That's my excuse.
Really?
I mean, you didn't miss Coors Light. I thought you might be there in time for that.
Yeah, she's a looker.
Miss Coors Light was here?
Okay, first of all, it should be Mrs.
Yeah,
it's Mrs. Coors Light.
Mrs. Coors Light.
She's very married, evidently.
But
yeah, Potasnik found that out. Very, very married, yeah.
Well, cool, man. Let me hit you up when we're done with all this.
Oh, I love this kind of talk. Let me hit you up.
What do you say?
Okay. Let me hit you up.
Okay.
What do you say?
Okay. Thank you for calling. I'll talk
to you
later.
I gotta stay hip with the kids.
You do use the kid lingo?
No.
It sounded like you did.
It sounded awful.
No, Chick.
I got my own.
You do the phone thing with Chick.
You got your own speak.
I got my own speak. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, you did text.
Chick's very. He's.
I did text you word.
You
word?
Did. He texted me word.
It's just, okay.
Word means just covers everything. I
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I
you
took
say it for
to
anything.
Mean, I took
like
it to
you
mean,
can be.
Okay.
You could. It's like an exclamation point. Like word.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
Maybe I should grow up
almost
a little bit.
Like that, but not like. At all.
But texting to me is so.
I was just going to tell you. You're,
childlike.
You're
anyway.
Really throwing me. Yeah. Hang on, Greg. Greg, you just hit the fucking microphone with your headphones. Can you not do anything?
I can't hear anything.
Turn it up.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Yes,
these headphones don't work. Oh, I got you.
I would like to commend you on your like half ironing ability.
No,
because
you
ironed that shirt.
No, he didn't.
But yes, he did.
No, the collar. You can tell by the collar.
No,
he sent
it
to the dry cleaners. That's a dry. That's a dead giveaway for dry cleaning. Look at the pockets. They throw it in the steamer and mash it.
Oh, that's how that is. Okay.
Am I right?
You're right.
That is looks that like a, that looks a, like when I iron something that I don't
hotel
really...
dry cleaner.
Oh, hotel dry cleaner. Oh, that's
you,
very specific.
You half-ass iron something? You curse when you're
no, like when I'm something? Like ironing something for somebody, like if it's for my kid or something, like he doesn't fucking care, and I just don't want to look like a bad mom.
Well, you just did.
He can't hear me.
So saying that you don't want to look like a bad mom means
that sometimes I look like a bad mom.
Sometimes I look like a bad mom.
Absolutely.
I was going to tell Ryan I can't get over the swath of gray in your hair.
No. Oh yeah. He has that's awesome
very,
hair.
Very distinguished.
Yeah. Awesome hair.
He's always had good
it's,
hair.
It's wild. It's.
It's awesome.
It's
his beard matches his hair, which that very
yeah. And I got some eyebrow
happens.
Too. I want to look like a oh. I just poked myself in the eyeball.
You all right there, buddy?
You are. Smooth.
I didn't have enough coffee yet.
He's on LA time. The, everyone.
You want some coffee?
I
want
to look like one of those wolf dogs.
Can you want some coffee? I can get you some.
Or, is there Red Bull or anything in there?
Yeah, there's a
Red
whole.
Bull.
They have a whole refrigerator. Me,
yeah,
Red Bull.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys
yeah,
talk and I'll go get some Red Bull.
Stuff's really okay. bad for all you. Right. Yeah, take
you
your time, buddy.
You want a Red Bull? You want a Red Ball or Red Bull, Greg?
I'm good. No, I don't
how about an eight ball?
There we go.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a measurement of cocaine.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but the gray really happened the last 2 years, 2.5
really?
Years really started like, accentuating.
But before that,
really
no.
started going.
But you know how some guys have like dark hair and then they have the weird red beard or the red sheen to their beard? Like
yeah.
it's just a different yeah. color. Like you match. Well.
When I was younger, my beard used to be more on the, it had some red in it.
Like Auburn. Yeah.
Yeah. And then... I don't know, the older I'm getting, like one side of my beard is pretty gray
yeah.
if it grows real long. But the other side, it's like, I don't know, dudes' faces don't, like the sides of your faces don't really match. Like, I don't. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, I read an article about that.
Oh,
that
thanks,
it's,
buddy.
It's,
oh.
I
don't know what flavor
you
oh, there's
perfect.
You like Coca-Cola or anything?
No.
Yeah, you want a Coke? I mean, I go get you a Coke. I mean,
it's symmetry that makes you attractive. Did you know that? Like
yeah.
that is that mm-hmm. that is what it is. That both sides of your face match. Like that's what makes.
I'll never
attractive.
Forget seeing like a People magazine article like 20 years ago.
Oh really?
Where they took celebrities and they just
they took the
they said well this is what yeah of yeah, their face
a left side they made it both sides and the right side they made it both sides and they look totally different than.
Oh, I just read that, and it was like Psychology Today or something at the doctor's office, and I was like, wow,
mind
blown.
You like Psychology Today, don't you?
Yeah,
you
I do. That's I used to have a...
And the ones that had the most close matched when it was
right.
mirrored were the, like the most attractive people.
All I ever think of is that pretty Kate girl. Who's the Kate girl that's so beautiful right
Kate Middleton?
Now? No. She's pretty, too.
Kate Blanchett?
No.
Kate Hudson.
Maybe it's not Kate. Maybe it's a girl swimsuit issue. Big boobies, round
Kate
face.
Kate Upton.
Beautiful. Yes, her.
Kate Upton.
Kate, oh.
Yeah, those...
Kate...
Kate Upton. Kirk.
Katie Kirk?
Nah, uh-uh.
No,
she's
she doesn't
a
have...
handsome woman.
She's got married, though.
Hi, I'm very Chick pretty. McGee, and we're off the air.
Let's do this. Oh, look at him running the floor. Look at him running the control. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a steamer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this.
Talk some shit.
Danny back chicks, give me a kiss. I got a castle, got a crib.
All right, thanks for downloading the podcast. We're raring to go. This is like the second podcast in 3 days we've done.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Is that good or that? I don't think it ever has happened.
Weird.
Did I say thanks for downloading the podcast? Go to chickwiggy.com to get the Forbidden Podcast. Number 46, and there's also clothing, and now here's Bob Schneider from Bob Schneider Music.
They got no dough, all got my body. Ain't got nobody, baby, I can call my shorty.
Okay, we have two guests here today, as you've heard. What did you guys talk about while I was out of the room getting Ryan his Red Bull?
His hair.
His hair, his
beard.
Gorgeous, his gorgeous hair. Yeah.
We're talking about the advent of gray.
How old are you?
38.
Oh.
38.
Have you gotten more attractive with age? You look like a guy that's going to get more attractive.
I think
with
when
age.
I was like a really little kid, I was hitting it.
Yeah.
Like I mean,
like I when knew I was, when he was
like
I knew,
you hit your stride.
When I was like 9 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll look at some of those old photos and I'll be like, man, who was that kid? Mm-hmm. He was adorable.
He's
and yeah, then like, from about
movie
puberty,
star, movie star kid at 9 years. Nine
yeah,
years.
And then from about puberty until. Probably 30, 35.
I knew
yeah.
when you were. I knew you when you were like 20, and you were a really good-looking kid. You know.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
I've known Ryan for a long time.
We've known, yeah.
Ryan Singer's back. Here.
How old are you, though?
Greg Warren
45.
Is here.
You're 45.
Yeah,
45, 30.
We've probably known each other for at least 15 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe more.
Yeah.
Yeah, mid 90s.
Well, you both came from is go no. Is Go Bananas your home club or Dayton?
Jokers, which is
Jokers.
Is
yeah,
where
Jokers.
We Ryan was a waiter at Jokers.
No shit.
Before really? Doing stand up, and yeah. that's where I met Greg.
Did you?
And I was a.
Did you heckle Greg when he
I was
on?
Not a very good comedian at that point in my career.
Not like now.
Well, let's just say I'm a lot better now than I was then. You know?
And you still got a ways to go.
Yeah, that's, you know, that was implied, but, you know, if you feel like piling on, that's
But
fine.
I've been a fan of Greg since
good
he was
Good thing you brought
MCN.
Your kids, maybe. Maybe I'd have the opportunity to defend myself, but you have your kids with you, so I can't.
They got their headphones on.
Gutless chicken
listening.
Shit move, if I've ever seen one. It's every time on this podcast.
You should hear when she doesn't want to talk about something. She'll just get up and go to the bathroom. It's weird. It's stupid.
I came in here and you were yelling at
I'm
me.
I'm not yelling at you. I was not yelling at you.
Did you hear him when you were in there pooping? Did you
hear
him
yelling
at me?
Somebody?
Yeah, you were.
You
yeah.
heard me yelling at somebody?
Yeah.
I was yelling at Ryan.
No, you weren't. You were yelling at me.
He was. He was yelling at me. That's what, you know,
see
what
happens here? They back me up, bro. Am
bros,
I right?
Yeah. Bros, back up, bros.
Maybe I will come see you tonight.
I appreciate that.
I'd get in the car and head down to Bloomington. Take a trip down to Bloomington.
Who was I telling about? And it was you at breakfast just this morning. We were having breakfast. I was talking.
Did you go to Little Peep?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. They've changed their potatoes.
I don't think
they changed their potatoes.
I don't think they changed their potatoes.
Are they good?
They were waxy before. They were
yeah,
awful.
Yeah, they're good now.
I've
they're
always like thought they were
first
great.
First watch potatoes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can get on board with that.
I don't know what you. I've never eaten at a first watch.
Neither have I.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten at a Little Peep, Ryan?
No, I've never eaten at a Little Peep either.
What's your go-to breakfast place?
Oh, geez. I try to eat at home, usually.
That's good. That's a good place.
But my go-to breakfast is coffee,
mm-hmm.
essentially. That and then I kind of just eat lunch.
That doesn't
although,
seem healthy.
Or a banana.
It'll bind you up.
I don't know. But if I had to eat breakfast,
coffee.
I do like IHOP. I do like IHOP.
Man, I'll
I've never
advice.
Been to an IHOP.
You live in Los Angeles, right?
He's still uh-huh. in Los Angeles.
My favorite restaurant in the world is there, and they have the best breakfast you could ever get.
Mustard Seed?
Hugo's.
Oh, I've never been to Hugo's.
Hugo's on Santa Monica and Kings Boulevard.
Is Hugo on that?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Guy named Hugo?
I know.
Hugo.
I hate spending money at restaurants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate going out and spending money. So I try not to eat out ever, especially when I'm home, because I'm just pretty, I'm pretty broke most of the time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the
Why
microphone.
Why is that? No, again, you're both hitting the microphone.
Yeah,
it's like
no,
you've
man.
Never been on... I don't know. I just bought my initial thought.
Did you just say I just bought Greg breakfast?
No, Greg bought my breakfast. Bought
Greg is notorious for that.
Yeah, he's good at that. He's very sweet.
It's like
I've never heard
you
Jess
know what?
Anything
this
nice
is a great,
it is. It's true.
This is a good. This
he's legendary.
Is a
good, that's the only time he's nice
he's
at a restaurant.
This is
he's
a good topic. I've known you for how long? 20 years? 15 years? About the same time.
Yeah.
Ryan's 15, 20 years. Jess probably 10 years. Maybe probably longer than that.
Oh one.
Okay, 13.
'01.
Had. We're going to talk, our topic, we'll get to Ryan here in a minute, but our topic is going to be Greg Warren. And all of us, I'm sure, we have our stories about how Greg, and we've tried to get him to say something bad about somebody.
I've only heard it once.
He's never said anything bad about anybody.
That's a lie.
I'm aware of.
That's a lie.
Oh, okay, that one time, the one famous time.
The one famous time?
Yeah, the one famous time that we won't mention, but when he got mad at.
Oh no, that's ridiculous! Don't talk. About
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to talk about that. No, certainly not.
No, I'm not. Oh no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about.
Oh, I need
another...
to hear what this is when we're off.
off the air.
Well, you know, off.
No, you know
and
who
that was
I'm
not
talking
mad.
About.
I didn't say anything bad about anybody. I was more saying something bad about myself that time.
Right.
See how but he is. This is how you are.
Yeah, he kind of turns it around.
Okay, so what
I
is
was
it?
At that.
I'm
time.
Talking about the person that he opened up for one time, and the person is a not very funny, and two a giant dick.
And that's a long time.
And that was a long time ago. But that's it. I thought that's the stories we were telling.
I mean,
we were talking about somebody today, and I said, oh, that guy is not funny. You know,
and I told the truth was,
and I said the last time
I worked with him was 20 years ago. I can't really tell you.
Saw him 20 years ago. Who knows if he's funny now or not?
Is it who we saw at Le Peep?
Who did we see at Le Peep?
No, it's not. Then you would have remembered.
No, I would have remembered. Here, I'm writing it down. And if you'd like...
Oh.
Do you know who this is, Ryan?
I don't think I've ever met.
Okay. Okay. There
this
you
person.
Go.
But
But I was complaining about.
But I'm very aware of this person.
I
see this look on my this is how I feel about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's 20 years ago when I saw him. He's
really?
Nice. Yeah. I don't remember his act at all. Yeah.
It's forgettable.
You know what I realized?
It's a shot right there.
A lot of my career, like based like things I try to focus on.
It's Ryan Singer. Go.
Are based on Greg Warren.
Oh Jesus!
What it is? It's the Greg.
Yeah.
It's,
you see how
Greg,
he said he was. He
had, this is your life.
You see how he's having? He said he's having money problems.
Well, one thing, like if I'm out with. Now that I've started headlining the last couple of years, if I'm out to
is
eat
that your
with,
way of telling us you're headlining?
Yeah. If I'm out to eat with
just
the feature act and the MC,
go to Broadway,
yeah. I always buy the meals.
Really?
That's nice.
Because
that's
you
because
cannot,
Greg
you
did?
can try your hardest, but you will never be able to buy a meal if you're out with him.
Yeah, that's I've done it,
but you have
chicks
to give.
I almost had to get
the credit card to the like the hostess when you walk into the restaurant.
Yeah,
I believe that.
You pay, well, if it's a feature act, you take the feature act to lunch. That's the rule.
It is. It's like a journeyman apprentice
well,
type
what,
relationship.
You know what Jimmy Pardo says when he goes out, he buys the feature and the host. He likes to show them a good time. He'll take them to the mall and let him watch him buy a suit, stuff like that. You know, give him a treat.
Oh, he's so good.
Come on, you guys want to come and watch me buy some stuff? You know, so that's.
But it's true. You never hear him talk, and I don't talk smack about people. At least I try not to.
You know, I'd like not to either. That was one of my conscious decisions on building a better me. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to not talk bad about anybody.
But mine's
that's
a selfish
tall order
reason.
Right there,
I have a selfish reason for doing it.
It's so hard. What's your selfish?
About 5 years ago. I realized the more shit I talked about somebody, the more time I had to spend around that person.
Oh,
and I'm like, this
is karma,
weird.
Right?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if I stopped talking shit about them, I never saw those people.
You just blew my mind. I'll tell you a story when we get done. But the person we're talking about has been thrust into my life unexpectedly.
Wow.
Yeah. Recently?
I'm just, yeah.
Oh, this is how this came up?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I couldn't believe it because it's the old joke.
Have something to do with it?
No.
Oh.
It's the old Chris Rock. Whoever you don't like, gonna end up in your family.
Right.
Like a black person, your daughter's gonna marry a black person, you know, or if they're white or whatever. Yeah, you know. It's, yeah. That is that.
It's true. And then I was talking. I was working
a
club in Merrillville, mm-hmm. a Yoder gig or something. Like I don't know, about 4 weeks ago. And I flew into Indianapolis and had to rent a car. And my flight from L.A. to Indianapolis had Sinbad on it.
Yeah.
And Sinbad took, and he was sitting first class. And I got lucky, I got bumped up. And he took 5 minutes, I'm not kidding, 5 minutes, blocking the aisle, putting his stuff in the overhead bins, like mm-hmm. two, filled up like two overhead bins.
Yeah, a tall drink of water, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a big man too.
Yeah,
so he's got a lot of stuff.
Man. Yeah.
And so then I spent the whole weekend talking smack about Sinbad, right?
Like, Sinbad, motherfucking Sinbad did this.
I mean,
Sinbad did that.
He's taking up two full overhead bins in first class. Yeah. Like, right. And you know, I love Sinbad. I was a fan of like his special
everybody,
live in Philly. It was so great.
Everybody loves Sinbad.
And so I spent all weekend talking smack about Sinbad, about how he was taking up so much space. And then on the flight back from Indianapolis to L.A., I'm sitting next to Sinbad.
Right.
Yep.
And the first words out of my mouth were, Sinbad, big fan of yours. I'm a comic. I was working a, you know, a little club in the middle of night. It's shitty, whatever. And then he's like, okay. And then we didn't talk at all for the next 4 hours. And then right when the wheels went down, he's like, so you're a comic? And so we talked for a little bit. And he said one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He goes, you know, I know Sinbad ain't the straightest name. But some of these cats nowadays,
earthquake,
food stamp. Are you serious? Food stamp. You might as well just name yourself first of the month, motherfucker. And I told him my favorite name I'd ever heard was a guy out of Atlanta called Slow Your Roll. And he goes, oh shit, I know Slow Your Roll. Oh.
I worked a Kool-Aid one time, man.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
Does he spell it just with the K and everything?
I didn't see it written.
Isn't that a Procter & Gamble thing? Kool-Aid?
No, that wasn't. No, that was.
Best Foods or?
I'm not sure who
Beatrice
that was.
Or
yeah, it's
one
good,
of those big conglomerates.
We didn't have Kool-Aid though. We had Hawaiian Punch.
Well, you know this. You know Greg used to work for Procter & Gamble. Mm-hmm.
Right? When he met me, when I was working there, I mean, I was going up. I would, you know, get off work and then I would drive up to Dayton, do some shows, and come home. And I would drive. It's about an hour drive. And on the way home, I was not very good at that time. And I'd have an hour to think about
how poorly it went.
A lot of times I had a cassette tape to just tell me exactly how poorly it went.
I can almost remember his MC set.
Yeah,
I can almost still remember his whole MC set from back in the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Off the Air Comedy Club. Please, no flash photography, no smoking, and please turn off your. Well, they probably didn't say turn off your cell phones back then, did they?
No, not as much.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Turn off your pagers.
Yeah,
and,
turn off your pagers.
They had, they had a theme song too, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jokers, doing it right. Jokers, for a laugh and a bite. Come on in for a laugh or a bite. Make it a Joker's night tonight.
And now here's your MC for the evening, playing the part of Gregoire, and it's Ryan Singer. Yay!
So I moved today.
Yeah, I remember that bit. I hired a moving company called...
Two guys in a truck. Should have been called Two Guys in a Truck Full of My Broken Shit.
That's awesome.
You mean there was more after that? Oh,
oh, that's great.
I saw these kids at the mall wearing these No Fear shirts. No. No Fear, really? You should be wearing a shirt that says No Pubic Hair.
So basically, that joke, kind of a follow-up to the first one, should have been. Should have been two guys in a
there
truck.
There was a bit of a formula to it back then. Chick, yes. There was a. No, everybody's got to start somewhere.
No Fear, should have been. You wanna, pubic hair. More.
Going to pull up some of your air checks from your Columbus days or whatever?
We need more.
Yeah, I mean, because you would. How long were you into stand up at that point? Maybe just a couple years at the most, right? A few years at the most?
Yeah, I was bad.
I mean, if I can remember my first, oh gosh, I don't even want to think about it.
Oh man,
some of the jokes I was telling.
That's
when
great.
Yeah.
That's, and you were a waiter there, right?
Yeah, I was a waiter at first.
For a while.
Yeah, for a while. Yeah. I got fired more than a few times.
And then came back?
Well, I get rehired, yeah.
What did you get?
Sometimes I get
fired for
just watching the show.
Oh.
Instead of waiting on, you know.
Right.
Or.
So did you take the job as a waiter with knowing that you
were going to be a, I knew I was going to do it. I wanted to peek on the inside.
You never told me that, though, man. Yeah.
I wanted to see the inside of the world before.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, you know, I figured everybody... You know, you don't want. I knew I didn't want to harass the comics. Like,
right,
oh, I'm gonna do stand up someday, dude.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, another dude.
That's him and Biggerstaff was the doorman at the club that I worked at for a long time in Houston.
I'm not familiar with that.
What happened to that guy though? Really,
Bob?
Yeah, what happened to Bob?
Buddy. Same thing.
He'd been dating somebody. I just got the lowdown on Bob.
Yeah, he was dating.
I know, but he hasn't been on the show or anything in such a long time. The big show, not this show.
He got banned. Remember?
No, he didn't.
I think he did.
He got banned?
He got banned.
Are you being serious?
Biggerstiff knows he's banned.
Bigger who?
Biggerstaff. What's his name?
Bob.
No, he's not banned.
Maybe he's not
banned. Is that true?
I can't imagine he would be. You know, he's a funny guy. Very funny.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I just, you know, people come and go. Like Scott Dunn. Like, where that guy's
gone
too.
He got a real job, man.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a family. And
is he writing it? Is he doing comedy or is he?
I don't think so.
No, he's got a straight man job, I think. He probably chemist? Does some writing as well.
Is he a chemist? Or?
Well, is he an engineer?
No,
really?
I think he's full of the Jesus, too.
Oh, is he full of the
Jesus?
He's
got the good word. Have you heard
the good news? He is risen. Yeah, that's the.
But he's always been a very religious guy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But no, actually, no, I think he really became more. He's
involved.
Very devout and
good for him.
Yeah, no, it's he's not.
I guess it's a tough compromise. Like if the more devout you become or whatever, I think it's probably less of a appealing job working in a place where they're trying to get people hammered drunk all the time.
And he has kids. You know?
No, but he's a really good writer. I think that was his primary.
I've got his book, The Big Cookie.
That's the name of his book?
A book he wrote years ago.
He wrote another book like. How about unattractive guys getting women? He's not an unattractive guy at all, but he wrote a book called something like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was a good book.
Hmm.
That's weird.
He's a good guy. Man.
Yeah, I remember him being a great dude. I met him at Wiley's years and years ago.
He was at that show. It was me and him and McCray. And when one of you guys ate my hamburger when I went to the bathroom,
that was her.
That was not me.
It was either one of you guys.
Totally her.
What? I remember you looking at me going, watch this. And she took a big chomp.
I went to the bathroom. I came back and there's my hamburger was. I don't even eat meat anymore. Is that how far back it was? And a half of my hamburger was gone. And it was Scott Dunn and Mike McCrae.
Was that South Bend?
No, it was the other one. The other Fort Wayne. It was in the Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne. That was a good trip.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a trip.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest job you guys have heard of? A comedian who's gotten out of comedy and now he's a. Is there any stories like that?
Podcast host, I think.
No, that's well, Marin. That's a damn Marin guy. I know that.
Who is that? What's his name? He's like a carpenter, but I think he still does.
For
Adam Carolla's a carpenter, and that was
he just kind of does like handmade, like makes wood stuff. I guess that's a carpenter.
Really? Like a duck decoys or something?
Like almost like a Daniel Day-Lewis, you know? Like, or no, he's a cobbler. Like a cobbler.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Daniel Day-Lewis is a cobbler, not acting?
He
makes shoes?
That's what cobblers do, right?
Oh, he makes shoes?
That's a carpenter.
A cobbler just works with wood, right?
Why aren't peach and apple cobbler's shoes?
Exactly. And who makes cobblers? What are they called?
Shoesmith?
Cobbler cop.
What?
Somebody who makes a good...
A baker.
A baker. Okay. Would be a apple...
Maybe he's a carpenter when he's not doing movies.
Well, who's the guy we don't know the guy.
A woodworker?
Oh, I can't remember the guy's name. I think he still does maybe stand... Oh, Odyssey Michaels.
Odyssey? Know that guy.
Odyssey Michaels?
Is he still doing...
I don't know if he does.
He was always posting like photos on like the internet about like shelves and stuff that he built.
Did he change his name to Kool-Aid at any
point? I got it. A cobbler... is a shoemaker who repairs shoes but does not manufacture them.
Okay.
That's a cobbler.
That's a cobbler. Yeah,
A shoemaker is a shoemaker, and a cobbler is different.
And one who makes a peach cobbler is a...
Is a baker.
And Daniel Daniel Day-Lewis repairs shoes when he's not acting the hell out of
it. Well, no, I think he's a carpenter. He's not a cobbler. I think he's just perfectly content.
Ford.
He's out in the hills in some shed like building like very pristine... like bookcases and
crawling
then someone
around.
Goes do you want to play Abraham Lincoln and he's like I'll think about it let me finish
play
this.
No I'll right. be
I will
Abraham
be
yeah,
exactly
yeah, yeah, for yeah. 2 or 3 months and then we'll see what happens.
Well, I always remember the old Craig Kilborn late night show.
Sure.
He had a line back when
what's he doing? He was hosting the show and doing movies and then he disappeared.
Yeah, he wanted to produce. I think maybe that it was maybe over money or something that he left, but on his old talk show, he had one of the monologue jokes was like something. It was something about when the conflict in Northern Ireland, you know, between the Protestants and the Catholics, sort of the IRA and whatever, it settled down at one point. There was some sort of peace treaty, and he said bringing to end a very good career of Daniel Day-Lewis.
When you think of it, don't you think of him crawling around on the floor,
my left foot,
mm-hmm. trying to write mom or something, mother or what did he?
He wrote Mom with His Foot, didn't
Mom
he?
Mom with His Left Foot.
No, I just think of him in, I always will probably think of him in his role in The Name of the Father.
I love that movie.
I've never seen
that. Oh, my God. It's
such
so
a good,
good.
Movie, man.
Yeah.
And Pete Postlewaite, now dead,
He plays dad. Yep.
He played his dad. And
this touching scene when they were in prison together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
That's
it's
not the so one where good. Postlewaite is the, he's a florist.
No,
is
that's the town.
That's the town. That's the town. Yeah, that's the guy's in the town.
No, that's the same guy. Okay, now I'm with you.
And The Name of the Father is a really good movie. Jess, you were probably like a kid when that came out, but it's really good.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I'm not that much younger than him.
And Ryan?
Yeah. 33. I just turned
33.
You used to text birthday on my birthday, but you didn't this year.
I know. Then we did a couple of these podcasts together.
They do this every time.
I don't know the craziest job I've heard now. It's always like some kind of business sales job or something. It seems like they'll always get into some kind of weird sales gig or something.
That really travels fast, though, doesn't it, in the community?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there a community? It's like, oh, did you hear about it?
Hardly anybody quits, though.
No, but it's like they, you know, it's like they've gotten injured in the war. They're at the hospital. Did you hear about Warren? Yeah, he quit. Yeah.
And it always seems like the dudes or the people who do quit are all like, oh, man, they quit? But then there's all these other people you're like,
tell
him
to quit. This guy should
quit. Yeah. Really? Is it that you feel that strongly about that?
He's always felt that way. And that guy's been around for a long time.
Yeah, forever.
You act like you don't feel that way.
I don't really care. Really?
Really?
I just not that worried about it.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to evidently hang around him like I do. It's the Sinbad. I'm going to call this the Sinbad rule now. I'm going to try not to think ill of anybody.
Yeah. And then watch it go away.
And watch it go away. That's right. It's not going to work for me.
And people also think you're a good dude if that happens. If you do that.
Really?
They're all like, oh, he's a good dude.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Why isn't it going to work for me? What are you
talking
about?
Because it's not how your brain operates.
How do you know how my brain operates?
I got a good fucking idea how your brain operates.
Is that what we're going to do?
I'm just saying.
So, Ryan.
Man, I saw you setting that one on the table. Yeah. she was rearing back. I'm like, well, chick.
Every now and then I got to do a couple for her and keep her happy. Mm-hmm. You just said you started headlining. Is that like a – but in comedy years when you say just started headlining, like two or three
years? A few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, right. So is that like a – you like football, right?
Yeah, I do.
Is that like a playoff team going instead of like take an awful team like Greg's act, take that act and try
have
to make it?
Have you guys ever had? I thought he was gonna have say you guys ever had team. The joy of Chick doing an analogy? Because it is exciting.
Oh, you mean like you know what I'm trying winning to do? That no. first playoff
no,
game?
You're a big Reds fan.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you get the Red? Is it becoming
how the Reds get out of the
like
first
the
round
Reds,
of the playoffs?
Reds are feature acts right now. How do they get out of the first? Is that tougher than
well,
building? From
we'll
the
see
ground
if
up?
Fire. We'll see if Fire and Dusty Baker works. I'm not sure if it does.
Yeah, I wish. I don't know. They've been injured a lot. I don't know. Maybe you could. The Reds have had a lot of injuries this year. Maybe that you could. The analogy in this for it to hold up would be like, oh, maybe Singer started drinking too much.
Is that what
okay,
happened?
Okay.
Did you start drinking too
no,
much?
No, no. I had a period at the end of last year. Probably from about September
okay.
to like January.
Okay, tell me about
where
this.
I kind of spiraled out a little bit.
Yeah,
really? Did?
Oh yeah, I spiraled out just a little bit. I mean, I was having some crazy behavior
on purpose.
Yeah, I was actually surprised I'm working in Indianapolis again.
Ooh,
what did you,
I missed?
There an
I missed TV Friday
oh.
morning,
oh,
which
okay.
was the only time I've ever missed radio or TV or anything.
So you just it was
I was
just
pooping
sleeping?
And throwing up like I, could,
that's
I couldn't. I couldn't.
You know, a nice way.
Well, I think I ate something bad, too,
because
I didn't, it's not like I drank that much. I didn't feel like, oh, I probably drank a lot too much, but,
a lot too much was something bad. To
it was
eat,
weird.
Though.
It was weird. Like it was a weird thing that happened. Like it wasn't a normal, like, oh, I'm just hungover.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really drink that much. But then towards the end of last year, I think it was a combination of just being on the brink of financial ruin for so long.
Oh.
And then just also not knowing what your future holds as a stand up, like, cause your career only lasts as long as you're booked out.
Right.
You know, yeah. So you never know, like, oh,
I can't
imagine that. Am I still going to be doing stand-up next year? And I've been making a living for about maybe almost 7 years doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all of that stress and just unknowing just kind of spiraled into I just compartmentalized it into my personal life.
Ooh.
So I started drinking, and then a friend of mine gave me this book about sex addiction I had to read. And I was just like, oh, man, I'm having sex with strangers from this app on your phone. Tinder, you ever heard of it?
A good friend of mine. Yeah, it's.
I showed up at a woman's house in Los Angeles one day, and
it's unbelievable.
From Tinder.
From Tinder, and she answered the door, and I was like, "Oh, this is a different stranger than I thought it was," and she wasn't attractive. But my first thought wasn't, "Oh, you can just go back to your car. You can just, you know." My first thought was, "Oh, I need to talk to my buddy so and so about ask him where he gets his Viagra if I'm going to keep having sex with these women I don't like. I'm not attracted to."
Oh,
I'm like, that's a problem.
Right.
Like when I'm like, oh, I need a drug now to keep this behavior going that I'm not into.
Right.
Just so I can, you know, I was like, oh, okay, we need to get a grip on this. And so I got a grip on it probably around March.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's not that long ago.
Have
right?
you been sober since March?
No, no.
No, just not drinking as much.
Yeah, I mean, I never really drank that much.
Yeah, you never struck me as a person that had a problem with drinking.
I never really drank that much, and I never really did drugs. And when I was like 27, I started doing drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a bunch of buddies who did a bunch of coke and stuff. And then mm-hmm. I was like, well, and they always would do it around me. And then eventually I was like, I'll try it.
Because
I had a joke about cocaine, and I was like, well, I should at least try the drug if I'm going
to
do a joke
about it. That's how you, yeah, okay.
I don't want to be a total liar up there. So I had a few years there.
That wouldn't be genuine.
I had a few years there where I would do coke.
I've always thought, seriously, whenever anyone says cocaine or heroin, in my head, I think, I can't try either one of those because I will like them.
Oh, yeah, man.
Heroin?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you like heroin?
I think especially
heroin.
Heroin,
I think, would be, the heroin's supposed to be amazing.
You are the whitest, most undruggy person in the world.
Me?
You can't say anything about heroin. Even when you say heroin,
you get upset when your eggs are runny, okay?
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, you were saying, people who say these potatoes are waxy, don't use heroin.
I'm not saying I use. I've never done any drug, but I'm saying.
Ever nothing?
Nothing.
Not even marijuana.
But everything you've heard about heroin is just
I've heard it's great.
You have? I've heard the opposite.
I heard you can't stop it. You cannot stop it.
This is a podcast. I'll say this. You know this.
My thing.
I had a thing with Vicodin. Like,
yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. That's what we were doing.
What were you? What do you think I was talking about?
I thought you were going to tell when you tried to get high with Drew Hastings.
Oh, yeah, that too. Drew
likes to do drugs.
He used to.
I've never smoked. That includes regular cigarettes or marijuana, anything like that. But I tried marijuana one time in a paper towel with an aluminum foil, me and Hastings in my kitchen.
Well, you were in your kitchen?
In the kitchen. Here's what you do. Now close the end off. Right. Now suck that harder. Come on.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. Give me that.
That's two great Drew Hastings impressions.
Nothing happened. But, yeah, the Vicodin thing went on. I was probably. That happened. I like to say 6 or 7 months, but I'm sure it was longer. Probably it was a bad thing.
Yeah, it was a bad thing. You start drinking with those things, you get yourself in trouble.
Those pharmaceutical, ooh.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Vicodins and Soma, oh.
Vicodin, man, were you stopped up?
No, it never had that effect on me.
Yeah, it's really bad with it.
No.
Really? It always made me throw up.
No.
Bad on my stomach.
And, have you heard about someone, it's one of my analogies, driving their car in front of a repairman's garage and the car breaking down? Well, I had a doctor's appointment one morning, and I didn't want to go, so I took a bunch of Soma and Vicodin, and I fell down in the parking lot of my doctor's office, and went in and saw the doctor, and they did a quick look-see, and that was the end of that. I wanted to stop, but
Did he say, hey, man, you got a problem?
Yeah, how many, because one thing they don't tell you about Vicodin, and maybe you know about this, but... you know, you hear with whatever drug, you're always chasing that first high that you get, and it's never quite that. With Vicodin, it's like you take two, and oh, this is great. Well, then it starts to wear. And then, three. Oh, okay. Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Then three starts.
And
then,
yeah.
I was doing. Oh, 7 or 8 at a time.
It's very bad.
And then it was 750s instead of the 500.
Mess with your stomach.
And then
it was probably 3 years that you hadn't had any, and you got a hold of some when we lived together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he got a hold of some, and it was a rough patch for us at all, I mean, period. Yeah. And so then he took two Vicodin, and it was like another person. And then I was like, I got to find some fucking Vicodin so that he will be nice, and then we'll be better.
No. Here's the thing.
That's true, though. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's a
no. If other than it's a drug, and you shouldn't be addicted to any drugs other than, I guess, an antidepressant. But Vicodin served that purpose.
Oh, absolutely!
That false sense of well-being.
I was full of a false sense of well-being.
I didn't worry. I didn't reflect or wallow. I was just, yeah. What's next? This is great. All sincere about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it that's the part that I miss, and that's the part that drives me.
That's what cocaine would do for me. Like, really? I'd do a big line of coke, and I'd be like, man, I got to call my grandpa and let him know I love him.
Yeah, I mean, that like, false sense
oh, man,
of well-being.
Like, speed does that to me. That's why I still drink.
I wish my grandson wasn't a cokehead.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know that guy exists, that voice he's doing? Did you know this guy?
We do this every time.
I didn't
we
know
say
that.
This, did we?
We do! I just feel bad.
I didn't know Stan existed.
Yeah, he's a real guy. But just
I know, it's not that. It's just I'm trying to do a different podcast, Greg. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to do the same goddamn podcast every time.
She's right.
Of course she's right. Sure, yeah, watch your language.
We talked about God's dick the other day, and you don't want me to say goddamn. Are you serious?
Well, it's
kinda, yeah.
No.
Are you like a you seem to me because I watch your Instagram and I'm like, oh God, what's Ryan Instagramming now? Partially, but then you seem almost kind of mystic lately. Are you like a spiritual kind of thing?
He's always been spiritual.
Buddhist or
he looks spiritual.
No, the mountain is kind of like. It's like
you
it is a kind of a spiritual thing for me.
Oh, I did. I just started following you because our friend Diane Cups.
Yeah.
I saw she said something to you, and I was like, oh, yeah. And you know what? She's not even my friend. I've never met her, actually.
She's
only
great.
Know her
I've
through,
got all these.
Only know her through Twitter and
she's
Instagram.
She's a very, very nice girl.
Love her.
Very pretty girl,
you guys
too.
Have any? They just had a baby.
Yeah.
Corbin, your husband.
Yeah, never met her in my life. Nice guy, man.
Baby Charlie,
mm-hmm. Great name.
Good-looking kid, too.
Yeah, he is super cute.
Diane had her boobs out, feeding him one day on the
Instagram.
Oh, wow.
She's got good boobs.
She's always had good boobs.
She always had good boobs?
That's what the cups thing. That's why it's funny. D-cups,
yeah.
Think we can get her here? We have to fly her in. If she
bring her in, man.
We can go there. Let's just do a tour of Texas.
Oh, you know, Bob lives in Texas.
No, we'll skip that part.
Which Bob? Bigger Stiff? Yeah. Oh, Bigger Staff. Yeah. Oh, I was confused.
You know when you know, can Stiff. We do that? Can we start a character called Bigger Stiff?
Bob Bigger Stiff. Bill Bigger Stiff.
Back when you were talking about cocaine and heroin a while back, yeah. You know, I was always terrified to try that.
Absolutely.
Because of because Lenny Bias. Remember him?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was right in my, like, when I was in first year of college, I think, or high school, when
this
Lenny
Bias. This
is the
Bias, guy the Celtics drafted, and he was going to be, he was Maryland. He played at Maryland.
Played at Maryland and died.
Did they do a 30-30 on him? 30 for 30?
Probably, yes. Okay. He died, like, and they said he just did cocaine, like, once or something. Who knows if that's true. But he did die, like, you know, from cocaine.
Right.
Who was the other guy Hank Gathers? That wasn't drug related.
No, that was
illness, right?
Heart or something.
Yeah, he had some kind of irregular heart thing. Because I remember I had a tree on our driveway where the basketball hoop was. There was a tree real close to it. We named that tree Len Bias.
Oh, really?
After he died.
Yeah, man.
We had Len Bias, and we also had Hank Gathers' tree.
Really, man?
Out on our yard. Also scared the hell out of me, and also those kid videos, the videos you watch in school, like, this kid did cocaine, and then he jumped out a window at school.
For sure.
Oh, I'm never going to do that. And then a friend of mine convinced me, he's like, oh, it's just like drinking a bunch of coffee. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. I mean, they were doing coke around me for
really expensive coffee.
Yeah, right.
The background. I love coffee.
I enjoy coffee.
No, I just bought an espresso.
I have a coffee, please.
I just brought an espresso maker.
Espresso.
And then I sneezed with the espresso in my hand today. Burned my arm. It's terrible.
What?
It's a dangerous drug.
It is. I've always wanted to try cocaine because I love uppers.
If I had a drug that I could have all the time, and I think this is a good, if you, my,
can I tell you what your drug's been?
My,
what your drug has been?
Relationships.
Women. Yeah. It's not, no, not just relationships. That's cute that you said relationships, but it's just women.
It's girls.
Yeah. Women. Don't say girls. There was a girl. I was the girl.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, if you hadn't said it, I would have. But my point is, if I could do a drug and it would be okay with everybody, I think everybody would put me on Vicodin. I really like the guy.
If I could afford to buy you Vicodin and get you a handler, that's what we would do for sure.
And I'd come in and do the podcast, and I'd be positive. I wouldn't be yelling in the hallway. Mm-mm. And
no,
I don't think it's a good idea.
No, I think what we have to do is figure out how to get you on Vicodin without being on Vicodin.
Thank you, Ryan.
See, man, there's a guy.
You know what I think the answer is? The mountain.
The mountain.
What's the mountain?
There's not really mountains around here.
No, the mountain.
But there's some good river hiking, probably.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, we could go to Eagle Creek.
The mountain is where I go to dump all the bullshit out of my head. There's one in Glendale, Brand Park. And I also do Griffith Park sometimes. Sometimes I'll go to Santa Monica Mountains, but it's kind of a 45-minute drive. But the one that's, I can walk to it or run to it in 10 minutes. It's in my neighborhood.
Aren't you worried about like mountain lions or cougars or something?
That happens out there.
No, man. I've seen a bobcat 3 different times.
Yeah.
I know. I saw it. Did you have a picture of it? Or?
No, I had a picture of a paw print of a bobcat.
right.
One time I was with a friend of mine and he wanted to keep following it. I was like, you're insane. It might not be that big, but it's still going to fuck you up. It lives out here, dude.
You're on his turf.
It kills everything it eats.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no big deal. And I'm like, you are insane.
Dumbass.
You know Dave Stone?
Sure, man. He's
a funny guy. It was
guy.
Dave.
He's
it
a
was
really
Dave.
Funny guy.
Yeah, and he's kind of a man's man. He's not scared of anything. Mm. And he picks up a rock and starts following it. And I was like, you're crazy. So I picked up two rocks and started following him. Like, oh, man, I'm like, you're crazy. He's like, oh, you shake it off your leg. I was like, okay, you go ahead.
You shake it
How
off your leg.
How big was it?
You know, probably like 35 pounds.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's still a wild
Bigger
animal.
Than a house cat.
I it's mean, like Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
Ruby.
Yeah, but
that's not even Ruby.
I've seen people get messed up from a house cat that wasn't declawed.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, getting scratched and like, oh, all cut up, and not to mention the germs underneath their nails, probably too. I mean, they
Stone
live.
Looks like a mountain man.
Oh, he does. Yeah,
mountain cat scratch fever.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, he's a really funny guy. He lived in his van for 2 years. He's out of it now.
See, that changes.
That does. That'll change a man.
That'll change a man. You live in your
Maybe
van.
Maybe every man should live in his van for a year.
I'm in my van right now. It's been a year and a half.
I think a van would be more comfortable than the place that I live in New York, really.
Why don't more comedians have like mobile homes?
Well, campers? I think it's...
No?
Well, because the gas money, the gas first of all, is crazy.
You take any two comedians and they don't know each other. Any two comedians, do you think they could...
No.
Do you think they could live together okay, or is it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I think I went on the road about a year and a half ago with three different people, and we did this like month-long tour.
Yeah.
We tried to document it and everything. And I know for me, it was me and another guy who's been doing the road a bunch for a while.
Who
and
was
there's
it?
These two young comics. This guy named Jared Harris.
Okay.
He's a real weirdo, and he's really funny.
Ryan Singer just said it. And, Jared Harris.
Oh, he's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo.
Oh, he's and it's beautiful. But and then there was these two young comics. One of them's an indie guy, Cam O'Connor.
Okay.
A young kid, and then this girl Lace Larrabee out of Atlanta, and they hadn't done the road, so it was four of us traveling together for a month, and it was pretty difficult because you know I have my set routine.
Yeah.
You know, you get into your groove on the road. How am I going to survive and maintain my sanity?
Right. That's
on
the
road.
Key. Yeah.
And so you figure out your tricks, right. How you do it. And so Jared has his tricks. I've got my tricks. And so there was a big compromise that had to happen. Like,
Oh,
how are we going to do this? Jared can't sleep in any bed that's not super soft because he's got a bad back. So we have to pay more money for hotels than I thought we should.
Oh, okay.
He can't eat certain kinds of food, or he has to eat every like 3 hours because of his blood sugar gets low, or whatever he calls it.
Yeah. And so I could go on the road with this guy.
And, and I'm just like, come on, man, we got to go. Let's make some time. You know?
Right.
So we had to compromise. And then the other two, they just never been on the road. So they didn't realize it's just, you know, you don't have time for the frills. You just go.
Yeah.
And, but it's, I don't know if you could just throw in any two comics together and seeing if they could.
We should
do it.
It
could be.
We did. Me and you and Chick were on the road for 4 years.
Remember the time we
no,
told
I
this
know,
story before
I
on
know,
the podcast?
I know, but now let's do it for fun.
Greg almost
that
killed
wasn't
us.
Fun. Greg almost killed us
what,
in the.
Would you guys be on the.
We did that in a previous podcast.
Here's what we do.
We can't say it again.
God, you're such a dick.
If you guys don't stop. You know, more and more, I feel so much better when I'm doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
that's your church? That's your mountain?
Yeah, this might be.
That's a
might be your mountain.
I don't know, because there was, we're talking about that Vicodin, and I'm just remembering how I felt when I was on that false sense
good.
Of well-being. And now it seems, this is my, I know why Tom now doesn't want to leave the air at 10:20 or whatever, because
That's his mountain.
He's comfortable. He's
right here.
He's comfortable here.
Oh,
he's relaxed. This
now
is,
you get it.
I had some health problems for a while, and the only hour of the day that I felt good was the one I was on stage.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Sure.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm full of acknowledgement. And
but I believe hosting a podcast has a lot more long term damages than Vicodin. It's.
Uh-huh.
What was the question? Oh, would you two guys? Here's what we'll do. We'll start the off the air podcast comedy tour.
Yeah,
these are big right now.
The podcast tour.
The OTA tour.
Okay,
we'll get you two guys, and I'll host.
I'd love to do it.
We'll all just split.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
Well,
I wonder if we can find somebody to book those shows.
Jess could book them.
Yeah, Jess knows how to do that.
Jess
stuff.
Could book them. Yeah. You could come up with me, and everybody could.
I don't
want to
come up with you.
You'd be wear something short and
stop it.
Show the big old boobies and
sprinkle some of that sex on. This is
shake
a sprinkle.
What your mama
this
gave
sprinkle.
You.
Just a sprinkle.
Yeah. And then I'd go, and you guys could trade. One night it'd be Greg going up first, and the next night it'd be Ryan going up first. And we'd just split the door.
I don't know if I'm thrilled at the prospect of following Greg, but.
See, this guy, but, are you really this nice?
Oh, I don't know.
Singer's a great guy.
I don't know.
Where did you grow up?
I grew
Dayton,
up in Dayton,
Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. Man.
Now, yeah. Dayton or Huber Heights or Beaver Creek or
Kettering.
Kettering, that's right. I ask you that every time. It's Kettering.
Kettering. Because I know you were Fairborn.
I was
or
Fairborn.
You lived in Fairborn.
I lived
for a
in
while.
Fairborn over a laundromat on Airport
that's
Road.
That's where little Amy was from, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Yeah. Waitress.
Who?
Amy Richardson.
I don't know that.
Yeah. I always called her Richardson.
Yeah.
And, God, I was so hot for that chick when she first started working
me
there.
Too, yeah.
And she just wouldn't. It was just no interest.
No.
She's got kids now.
Did you ever go to Steve Tatone Buick?
I made out with her once.
No, I never went to Steve Tatone, but I met Steve Tatone when I was younger.
I heard
you made out with
her.
What?
Yeah.
You made out with Richardson?
Yeah.
How was it? Great.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. Let me tell
that
you.
Was, that
me,
was all it was.
Let,
beautiful
let,
girl.
Wait a minute. I think I made out with Amy.
What?
Was that? No.
You son of a bitch.
And no. Have you ever seen Greg happier than he's Ryan? Said the girl said no, and Greg was like. No, I made out with her. Look how happy Greg is. You know, I've been told your eyes twinkle. You know that.
I
have a friend who
put a little twinkle on there.
Who who wanted to see you?
What is that girl that was down there last time?
Oh, hell yeah. Jeez. This could be on, like Donkey Kong.
I think she's not in town.
Well, where does she live? Let's get her here.
No, she's not in town right this second. She's out of town right now.
That's all
right.
We'll get there.
But where are you next weekend?
Skip the shows.
Actually, we kind of looked around, and I think you're going to be in like Dayton or Columbus in October or something. I mean, like we're thinking about making a trip.
I'm all for it.
This is serious.
Ask me, Rhett, she's a very attractive girl.
Hey, yeah. If she doesn't see your qualifications.
Who needs her?
Who needs her? Hey, Damone,
does she have dental?
I would say
back when we were talking about singer and headlining or whatever, like I don't think that, first of all, it's never a clean, like you go from feature and then
because some clubs there are
it's a long transitional period.
And I've been in the room when the owner has said, and I've liked this guy until he goes, oh, such and such. Oh no, he'll never headline here or some dumbass thing.
I mean,
like
the fact that Ryan headlining, that's a huge thing, man, and it's not easy at all to get to, especially because stand-up comedy is a relatively young industry, right? I mean,
oh yeah, sure.
Started in the 80s, yeah. Probably maybe a couple clubs. And those guys that started in the 80s, a lot of them didn't quit. So it's not like, you know, there's not a lot of openings.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you
no,
get
they're
famous.
Still around, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
some of those guys, pretty, you know, a few of them are dead, whatever, and some of them, they don't, you know, go cash in on their pension. They still work. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to do, man. I mean,
yeah, only 52 spots.
Yeah.
Is what they say.
Is that really what they say?
That's only a little better than the head coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
Only 32 jobs there.
They make a little bit more money.
Because that's what they said. Like, I remember when I was younger at one point, I was like, oh, I was talking to a club booker, and I was like, oh, man, this person's so funny. And they're like, so who am I getting rid of? You think they're so funny? Who am I getting rid of to put him in there? And I was like, oh,
Warren,
never.
Like, well, you get rid of Warren. I mean, that's an obvious choice.
I never thought of it that way.
That moving joke again.
How do you, somebody who's, I don't want to apply a label to you, but you seem mystical and the mountain and all
mystical.
That stuff.
Mystical. Yeah. Why do you keep saying that?
How do you recommend somebody or how do you not ever say anything bad about anybody if you want to keep your job, Greg?
What do you mean? Oh, I mean, nobody's ever going to get booked because you
said something shitty.
Yeah, nobody's
you
ever.
You don't know that.
I do.
You don't know that.
No, but Chick's done that. But Chick's done that a lot with people on the show where he'll say shitty things about them and then they never show up on the show again.
That's not Chick.
No. But I didn't know.
No, some people
you know
will.
What? You know what? What she just said might be the only instance that I ever did say, what the fuck is his problem? And we need to have Bob on the show to clear this up because I think it's gotten to the point now where it's mystic and mythical proportions.
Oh, so
about
Bob
him.
Was funny on the show, man.
Bob is an acquired taste.
And that
he's
is not the only
guy.
Person. That's ridiculous,
he's funny.
A,
he's
for
funny.
You to say that that's yeah, the you, only you did, person. He's done that with a lot of people.
Oh,
and Greg
I've seen
knows
it. I've seen him
yes.
railroad some guys.
Yes.
I've seen you in here. I've seen you in here on the big show when you don't care for the guy.
Are you trying to say that it's more important to make me laugh than anybody else in the room?
I'm just saying.
What you're saying.
It's good. And I know some guys are like, well, I don't think Chick likes me. I'm like, nah, he probably doesn't.
Yeah, that's probably true. I know that there's guys.
Chick's not an easy guy to make laugh, and I've seen a couple guys that have got on the wrong side.
You know what?
It's
I
not
feel bad about
time.
That, too. I feel bad about that.
No, because there's been comedians on the road who have hit on me and then mysteriously never showed up on the tour or on the big show
guys.
Again.
I know one of those guys.
Which one?
Oh, you know one of those guys. Yeah.
Oh, you should write that name down.
One of those guys.
The quote was, I was on the phone standing outside talking to my boss at the time.
Don't say the quote.
I'll say the quote. I won't say the name.
Right, okay.
And he said, hey. And I was like, I'm right here on the phone. And he was like, hold on, put your phone. And so I was like, yeah. I was like, you need something? Your hotel room okay? You all right? Yeah. How about after you're done on the phone, you come upstairs and you let me rub up on that ass?
Oh, geez. That's... That's another guy.
What in what world does that work?
To
be fair,
like,
I had a few drinks.
No, and the reason I was upset about it is I don't know how many times I've said, let me rub up on that ass. And it worked, but...
No.
Here's that guy's name. Oh, God. I feel bad because this is a podcast and we're supposed to be telling people...
Yeah, that was that guy.
Oh, I know
that. You know who that is?
I know that guy.
But then the other guy, I think, who's your... you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we don't need to write that name down.
The, oh, he's he was
the yeah, pity, the pity.
Right.
But to
right.
be fair, also, like, I remember the first few times I did the big show.
Yeah.
Like, I walked out of here like, oh my God, these guys hate me.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like, really? Oh, like.
Me specifically or just us
no,
in
just
general?
No, just in general. I remember one time I walked out, I think you were the only person that said goodbye.
They
or
don't
like
say
see
goodbye.
You later.
They don't say yeah, goodbye.
There's no goodbye. Like, and it was just like, oh wow, they just don't say goodbye here.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was like, oh, that means I'm not coming
it's
back.
So
and then when I get asked to come back, I'm like, oh, it's just this is like a this is a gig.
Well, yeah, the thing that the best the thing that probably helped me understand things the most, and it took a while, was somebody said to me, you know, for you, it's like when you're starting headliner, the first time you get on the Bob and Tom show, you're talking to 5 million people, and it's and I was a fan mm-hmm. when I was. You know, going to work every day. It's for them, they're doing it about, you know, 250 times. It's just another day at work.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
I mean, you know,
I heard somebody compare it to like don't overthink it. You are like, you're walking into a family fight. Like, that's how it feels. Like, nobody's fighting and nobody hates each other, but you walk in and it's just nobody's talking, nobody's looking. And then it's like,
and then things just start happening.
Yeah, yeah, and then you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we have to be on. We have to now. We're out in public, and we have to behave, and we have to look like we're getting along. But during the breaks, they say it's like a family argument. Like nobody's. It's like that, but it's not.
Yeah, I think
it's
it was like maybe my fourth or fifth time I was like really comfortable. It like became very comfortable for
but
me.
But that's the thing too, is that you can't walk
it was
in
just
here.
Like, oh, it's a lot of fun.
I mean, some of the tension adds to the show, though.
Oh yeah,
for sure. And
there has to be some stakes involved too. I think there has to be some kind of tension and stakes to make you feel like you actually have to do a performance of some kind.
Right, because there's people that come in here and act really comfortable, and those are sometimes the people that don't come.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to find that balance because that's something that drives Chick nuts. I think is somebody that comes.
I don't. You know, I'm sitting here trying to rebuild myself, and one of my problems. If someone's away. Over the line to me, and I'm sure this might not be the case, but they're just being normally friendly. But if they're what I perceive as being way too familiar, or
when you don't have that bottom,
when
you
don't
have that
or I haven't said anything to them, that's just really uncomfortable for me. But I think that speaks to my own insecurities and how I'm fucked up.
I think that's
head.
A Midwestern thing, though. That if you, I think that's like Midwestern thing. It's like the people,
you know.
That's...
And I think you're because I think sometimes the. Was that your head or your
she
ear?
She hit the microphone.
Again, this is a professional broadcast.
Fucking
three
amateurs,
out of four.
Man.
3 out of 4.
Fucking amateurs.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, there
okay,
we go.
There we go.
We got it.
I hit it.
Okay, now it's
no,
over.
No, I think that I...
Wait a minute. Did I do it?
If somebody...
Yeah, you did it first.
If somebody is
oh,
is
sorry
overly
about the amateurs thing.
I feel like I'm being Hollywooded. I feel like they're, hey, babe, how's it going?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
and,
you're
oh,
just immediately
God, that makes me mad.
Distrust that person.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Let us get to know each other a little bit.
Yeah,
no,
hey,
then
how you doing?
Great,
oh,
man.
Good. How are you, man? Yeah,
but you're just learning to be a good judge of character. In the past, you have been a terrible.
Oh yeah, no,
terrible
and she knows it. Miss Pat and I got sideways right away.
Well, that's easy to do.
I mean, she was like, "Holy shit!" You know, first of all,
and
one
for
of
like
the,
a few years, and then we had her on our podcast, and he was like, "Oh fuck, we
and not only
in
did
a similar
I
situation
end
yeah.
up liking her a lot, and I still like her a lot. I wish she'd work on her tweeting skills and use language a little better when she tweets, but I noticed that she and I have unbelievable. I mean, we have a lot in common the way we were raised. I mean, I didn't have my breast shot off, but I mean, still, I was like totally off base. I mean, she's really a nice, sincere, sweet lady.
I don't know,
but her
oh, she's real funny.
But she's very funny on stage. But the thing that rubbed me the wrong way the first way is like she was a little too cartoony for me and. I don't know how to say this without being racist, but I'm not. I don't want to be right, and I'm not racist.
Already you are.
Already
that's,
I
you just
am.
Said it. Yeah, and
no, but some, but one or two of the finest people I've ever known in my life was a black lady, and that the black lady I knew was very mature and quiet and proud and put up with my father for quite a long time, and made him the happiest he'd ever been in his life. And I saw it, and to see Miss Pat do some things that she does. It really is like, oh, why are you
she's
doing
an entertainer,
that?
Though.
That's the easy.
Yeah, that's the thing. But
that seemed easy
Chick
to me.
Chick is really bad about like.
Explain me, will you?
I'll give you the example of, I'll give you women of a certain age with a certain hair color
no,
with a certain build.
That's never going to go away.
And we could be going through the grocery store line, and this woman's going to check us out. And it's, I mean, walls up. I mean, he is going to make this woman feel like shit. You know how you do at a restaurant? That's what horrible. He does with women when
so
he
you
sees
have, like, trigger.
Something.
You have trigger looks.
I have,
yes.
You have trigger
types. It's a very
specific,
well, yeah.
You know, it,
if I meet a chick named Sarah, I'm ready to just be like,
ooh, chick has that in common too.
I'm ready to just be like, why'd you ruin my life?
I don't know who Sarah is.
Like, if I meet a Sarah, the first question I ask her is H or no H? And if she goes H, I go, fuck you. I don't know you, but fuck you.
You should say fuck you and to hell with you. Now that you said H, to hell. You're right.
Use that H and go to hell.
Yeah. I like that.
It is. There's just little things like that you'll probably carry around for the rest of your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True, because there was I bumped into a person with a southern accent, a lady with a southern accent today, and I immediately was pissed off at this woman, and I had never seen her before in my life.
That's the Titus era, in case you.
But she's like, "Oh, hi, y'all. How you doing?" I'm like, "Fuck you." but me knowing it and talking about it, is that good?
Sure. No. Mine is if you have a sore throat. That's my trigger.
Oh God!
Mom had pneumonia and bronchitis my entire childhood.
Or pleurisy.
Yeah, it no pleurisy. No, that's what my dad always said. I was like, "Dad, I don't feel good." He's like, "You probably have pleurisy. You'll be fine."
What's
like,
pleurisy?
Okay. It's the opposite of pneumonia. It's fluid on the outside of the lungs as opposed to in the lungs.
And I hope I don't have that.
I don't know. But my dad would always say it. But I think it was just like my dad just saying it to shut me up. It really had nothing to do.
I don't know, 2.5-3 years ago, whenever it was, and I'm going to bed, and I look at her, and I go. I got a sore throat. She fucking lost her mind.
Mean as a
what the hell are you? What?
That's why.
Are you trying to tell me you're sick? Oh, you're sick. Is that?
Is that my voice?
A little bit.
Yeah, no, it's a dead ringer.
No, and so yeah, he's just like, what? I can't be sick. And I was like, if you're sick, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to your wow. A lot of,
yeah, isn't that terrible?
A lot of empathy there.
But
it's
because
goes,
of the.
But she just it speaks to how she was raised by a single father, more or less.
Yeah.
She has male tendencies, and she's a rock, and she's right all here. And if she has any nobody knows how she's really feeling, and she'd make a great poker player.
Rub some dirt on it,
right?
Yeah, kind of.
But my mom was always, it's always I have pneumonia.
Very dramatic.
I was like, mother, you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I'm gonna guess that has something to do with the coughing and the. But no, but it was always bronchitis.
Well, I guess this is the first podcast. Not only am I responsible for recording it, but I'm going to be responsible for
a phone call,
cutting big parts out.
No, she doesn't care. She knows. I love her. Bronchitis and all.
I know your mom.
Snotted.
You know my mom.
Yeah, she's
nice.
Lady.
When did you meet your mom? Her mom.
She came to a show or two.
Couple,
I think a
couple of shows.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she came. She hung out. She likes Greg.
That. Do I remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody likes Greg.
Everybody.
Yeah, but Chick's mom really likes me.
Chick's mom or Jess's mom? Jess's I don't think mom. Chick's mom. Ever Chick's mom.
Okay, first of all, oh, you guys. You grew up in Kettering. Mother
I grew up
father.
In Kettering. I'm excited about this OTA tour.
Yeah, this will be
Doesn't
fun.
Doesn't it sound like fun?
It does sound like fun.
So was your mother and father, are they still alive?
They're still alive, separated. But
normal people, by and large, or do they
By have and them? Large, I think.
Okay, well, my mother, at least bipolar. My mother, one of those stories you hear about, but this actually happened because I remember it. My mother had her second toothache in the space of about 40 days, made the appointment in Springfield, Ohio. We lived in London, Ohio. Made the appointment in Springfield, Ohio to the dentist to have all of her teeth pulled out and dentures put in because she was tired of having toothaches.
I know people that have toenails removed because they don't like hangnail or the ingrown toenails.
Same thinking.
Yeah.
And... she was at least bipolar. I mean, this woman was.
Are you sure?
At least bipolar?
No, I just. What do you think? A few things. A, I don't. Obviously, I don't know your mother. But two.
But I'm going to give you this very clear diagnosis.
No, I'm just guessing that it's like that it.
Look,
that you have
no...
a tendency to exaggerate.
Oh, I
no,
see.
No, no, no.
She's
and,
doing
and
what you said she did. You don't have bipolar. Suck it up.
No, no, no. But you're bringing up a good point in that I know that it certainly was no picnic being my mother because I pretty much thought the way I'm. First of all, I've been the same size I am right now since I was probably fifth grade, sixth grade.
It gets younger every. It was like freshman and then it was eighth grade and then it was and now it's fifth or sixth grade. I love this game.
But he doesn't exaggerate.
Never.
If you're ever going to host a podcast with someone, you can't have her because I got her and she's the best. No, but I mean, she was great. She stopped being educated in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
She worked at White Castle for almost 30 years.
They take care
which
of
I love.
Yeah, that's a good employees.
That's like a Fortune 500 company. Them and Starbucks.
I heard that their benefits, like their retirement, was really good or something.
Them and Sally Mae. So.
I'm not lying.
This is an uphill battle for you right now. It really is.
Remember that guy? They weren't there. They didn't get hit in the head with the ashtray. They don't know. Do they? They don't know.
Remember that guy that worked at Go Bananas in the kitchen, Randy, that would... He worked in the bakery at White Castle, and he said, he always told me that
you made out with him, too, didn't you?
No, I didn't make out with Randy. Not gay.
Did he say no? Never did.
I had no idea that White Castle was so good to their people, like the Container Store.
Is that? I think
the Container
Store
is like they pay more and everything, and it like makes people happier
Costco,
at least for a little while. Yeah.
Every one of their checks comes in a little container. Did you know that?
That's a lie. You are such a liar.
Why did you do that? What, Jess? You couldn't let him have fun with that premise for a little while? We could have tossed that around for...
If I immediately...
She put a lid on that joke real quick, didn't she?
People walk through the corporate office looking on their desk going, hey, those pens better be in a container when I come back
in
tomorrow.
And Jess just had to be like, all right, I think some of you guys might be trying to have fun.
No, stop that shit. If I say you're lying, I immediately think I'm not sure if you're lying. So that's my first, so I didn't know if you were telling the truth.
So it's more like a question. You're lying.
You're lying.
Liar.
Right?
Liar.
Word.
But what have I said about word? What have I said about my mother though? Like she had me when she was 17 years old.
Wow.
In the 50s, for Christ's sake. Wow. I mean that's
mom a lot did different. Too.
All
Come
of my
on.
Step
Except
all of my
the
sisters
80s.
Had kids when they were like 18. Mm-hmm. But it was in the 90s, so it's a lot different.
Oh my! I mean,
that is different.
The stupidity and the my mother when they gave her ether.
Yeah.
Knocked her out.
Have a baby?
Yeah. And so she was in the hospital for, I don't know, 5 or 6 days at that point when he had kids. And it was...
Is that that stuff we drank in St. Louis?
You know, that was...
You can't drink ether.
No, you can't drink. Ether is what people put on rags to, like, knock people out.
Date rape.
And, like, yeah.
Well,
and, like...
Or kidnapping.
Yeah, more of a kidnap, I think.
Abductions.
More of a kidnapping, yeah.
That's ether?
Hunter Thompson, if you believe him, would soak his car mats or floor mats of his car in ether and try to drive across the desert as far as he could before he passed
out. I don't know why not to believe it. No, what am I thinking of? What's the stuff you drink that used to be illegal and now it's not?
It's the green stuff.
You were with us, Greg.
We were in St. Louis and we met
Tommy's girlfriend for the first time.
Tommy and Heather and you and me.
Where'd you guys get it?
We went to some place for breakfast. You were there.
I want to keep saying ayahuasca, but I know it's not ayahuasca.
That sounds like an Indian trip.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that supposedly makes you trip.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Chick had one in a Bloody Mary.
Absinthe.
Yeah. Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
I was absent-minded when it came to figuring that out.
I can't think of it. Have you done that? Absent-minded.
No.
I have not done absinthe. I am going to do ayahuasca and DMT at some point.
Okay, what are those two things?
Ayahuasca is a vine and like a leaf combo. It's essentially DMT. It's like a tea you drink, and you're supposed to have a vision quest. You do like a vision quest. You have to be
able to... One of my favorite movies, man.
But ayahuasca has helped a lot of people get off of heroin.
I love the soundtrack.
It's helped people get off anti... I have a friend who has gotten off antidepressants because of it. She's used it. You have to have a shaman who takes you through it. And then DMT essentially is just you smoke it, but it's a very... It's a quicker way to do it. It only lasts for about 15 minutes.
Are these things legal?
No.
Neither.
You have to go to... Well, you can get them, but you have to go to South America. They're widely used for like spiritual reasons and stuff. Like I don't like to do drugs for partying, but I will... I did shrooms last summer when I was out in the woods.
Your mind,
I was off the grid in like a state park in Maryland with a friend of mine, and we did mushrooms because I just wanted to swim naked in a river.
I had a friend of mine, a guy who I still respect very much, Marty, told me, he was like, "You, all those drugs, heroin, come on, cocaine, I'd have bowls of the shit out if it was legal. Look at the stuff that was created while people were on those drugs."
Our Marty?
Uh-huh.
B?
Marty B. It's something to think about. Not that we all shouldn't do this, do the OTA comedy tour on drugs.
No.
You got, no.
No?
I would be willing, I would want to, I guess that's my biggest thing is why I've never done a lot of drugs is because I've always been concerned of my surroundings and the idiots that were also doing the drugs. If I could do it with you guys, I would do it.
Yeah.
But not you, weirdo.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that what it would be like? Can I take a picture of your face right now?
What are you doing?
A little drugs.
I don't even know.
Man, you do some drugs?
We'll put this on the website when we put... Oh, my God.
I think there's a lot of people who, they get carried away with certain stuff, but... I think there are some beneficial uses to when it comes. I've been trying to read a lot and learn a lot about ayahuasca, specifically because it's supposed to help you purge darkness too.
Oh,
you have to be able to. I mean, it's not an easy. It's not like, hey, we're gonna have a good time. Let's do some ayahuasca. It's like, no, we're gonna confront some darkness. Try to purge it. Mm-hmm. You throw up. You poop. I mean, it's like a very It's a religious experience, I guess, is what you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. I would be afraid if I was purged of my darkness, I would just collapse into like a
deflated. See, I used to feel that way about comedy.
Deflated, really?
But if I wasn't this like angry, like sad, depressed thing, I couldn't be funny anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But I realized, I don't know, that was about 5-6 years ago. I was like, that's not true. I'm funnier if I'm happy.
You're not that guy at all.
Well, no. But when I was very young, starting out in stand-up, I was a maniac when it came to that. I was like, oh, I'm this, you know, I can't be contained, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? It's
a lot of anti-God jokes
that,
and stuff.
You and those guys that used to do all those shows.
Oh, my God. I got lumped into that. The Comic Revolution.
All those guys that used to do shows at A.W. Wainwright's or whatever.
Oh, no, W.O. Wright's. Yeah, I started that show.
Yeah.
There's
a
bar out by
Rebels. Is that how,
what's
his face? Yeah. Nate, is that how he knows of you? Or not, I mean, his face lit up when I said, oh, yeah, Ryan.
No, Nate Craig and I met, I think, on the road somewhere. Yeah. Maybe at Go Bananas years ago.
See you guys being,
but we hang out in L.A.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you guys definitely being.
He's a buddy of mine.
Did you take a picture of him one time and put it up on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Was that him?
Yeah. And then he took a picture the last time, Monday or whenever.
Right.
You were
here.
Yeah.
But the picture, whenever you'd been on the show,
he had the worst picture ever. I put it up there because he's so fucking handsome. You can't make
it. Right. Yeah. But I thought that you were like, this is going to sound weird, but it's a compliment. You were so attractive that I was like, he's got to be a giant dick.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you never, like, I was like, he knows he's attractive, so he's probably an ass. Greg gets that all the time.
Ryan's one of the nicest guys.
I know, but isn't that terrible that's the assumption
I came to? Well, yeah. And I'm not used to, like,
maybe you ought to take a hard
look
at yourself.
I've never been that guy who gets that.
No, I get that, he won't talk to anybody. I get that all the time.
Wildly, I thought you were saying you're so wildly attractive.
No, but
people...
There are people that won't talk to me because I don't know if they're scared or what. Why wouldn't they talk to me?
Because you just have,
No, when I put up my things, people know.
Yeah, you kind of have
that.
Yeah.
But when I'm like.
You show your cards.
Do I?
Yeah. When
what do you got, George? Come on, George. What do you got? A pair? Two pair? Full house? Oh, my God. You've got four of a kind, George.
No, but the compliment is that you are the opposite. You're the exact opposite of this horrible assumption I made.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
There you go.
Then maybe, I guess, I mean, as far as people are concerned, maybe I am, according to them, getting better looking the older I get, I guess. Because I've never heard that kind of stuff my whole life. Like, oh,
ever?
My God, you're a dick probably because you're. No, I've never been that guy who gets stuff because of the way he looks or anything like that. At least as far as I know. Maybe that's just me being naive. But
even
I've always had friends
even
that
being
were more
on
attractive.
Tinder, like, you wouldn't have women like.
No, I mean, Tinder was, I mean, I had mild
success on
there.
So you're not on Tinder now at all anymore?
No, I deleted it.
You're done?
I'm done with all that.
I want to download it.
I can't handle it.
I want to download it just because I want to see what
it is. It's the worst.
Like,
you become,
like, see it.
You know, imagine the worst version of yourself.
That's
what you become.
Oh, yeah.
That's like that, but that's what I am on this podcast, so it's fine.
No, I've seen worse.
No, but I'm afraid because it's just like, I hate...
Yeah, you know, hey, honey, I got a sore throat. Keep it to yourself!
Like, I've never gone to bars and I've never, like, sought out, like, to date someone. Or I've just never been on the dating scene, I guess. So I'm just because I'm so afraid of rejection.
What about that thing you tweeted the other day where you look like the chick from...
I did do
Point
it. In
Break.
Did you see it? I do right now. Look, it's terrible. I found a picture of me in high school on spring break.
Oh, my God, man.
And we recreated it. I had the same haircut.
Did you see this chick?
Yeah, sure. He saw it.
She looks like the chick from Point Break.
And so that's what he said. But I said, and my joke was, I was a huge Lori Petty fan
before
I knew I wasn't gay.
Tank girl.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, oh, my God.
And she was in
You know what? I'm
in
coming
the Army
to Broad
now,
Ripple
too.
Tonight. We're...
Go to Broad
Central
Ripple,
Ohio.
I give a shit. You think I give a shit if you go to Broad Ripple? Go to fucking Broad
Ripple.
Fuck
you and fuck your Broad Ripple. I could give a
go.
Shit.
You think I give a shit?
Emily Galati is really funny, too.
Oh, she's great, man.
She's great.
Who's the middle?
Emily Galati. She's really funny.
Oh, my God. That was me in high school.
She should have been on the
show.
That's
so
she's
funny.
Really good.
Yeah, and he was just like, yeah, obviously.
Let me see.
Yeah, Emily Galati. She's out of Chicago. I think she's originally out of Florida or something.
Arizona.
Or Arizona, Phoenix. And
Arizona State girl.
Yeah, she's real funny.
Yeah, she's funny.
I've met her once before at the Go Bananas 4th of July party. Yeah. Pool party, which is
she's
just
cool,
a shit show.
Yeah,
but it's just a drunk shit show. Bunch of naked people
Rachel
jumping
there?
In the pool.
No, Ricardo, what was her name?
Richardson, no. She was a Joker's.
Made out with her.
Richardson.
But yeah, Galati's really funny. She's got
beautiful,
this great joke.
Didn't you tap that? Is that into that?
No, I didn't. No. But she beautiful girl. Very nice.
My favorite joke of...
fun. One of
I'm never
going to
forgive you for that.
Amy? Yeah, lovely, man. Just beautiful.
A lovely woman.
Maybe I'll email her on Facebook.
I may do it. She's got a kid now.
I know. Isn't she married or something?
God, married.
You guys,
man.
That's so funny the way you say that. Like, she has a kid.
Well, I mean,
she's married with a kid. She's not going to hook up with me or Ryan. That's
yeah,
for
that's
sure.
What that means. That means, like, oh, I've become a grown up.
Yeah, not going to be fooling around these idiots. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I think a good rule
is. Your friend, she's not married, right?
She's not married.
There you go.
No, she's not married.
Very pretty girl.
Isn't that weird? Have you ever been tried to set up with a married person? Or has someone ever tried to set you up, like, oh, she needs a reason to get out?
Oh, no. Yeah, I've done that. I've done that for people.
That's a weird, like, I won't, I'm like, yeah. I have a rule. I don't stick my dick into other people's relationships.
That's
never ends.
Not
that
how
never
I thought
well.
That sentence was going to end.
That never ends well.
No, yeah. It can't. How could it?
I've never really done it, at least on purpose. I was a side piece, though. I found out I was a side piece recently. That didn't sit well with me.
No, I didn't feel good.
When I found out that I was the side piece.
Did
I'm
she
like,
see you in public with her main guy?
No. Oh, okay. I asked her, like, I was like, so be honest with me. When we first met, you had a boyfriend. And
she
said,
"She goes, oh, you want me to be honest?
That's exactly what she
I'll
said.
Show you.
Oh,
I'll see you're honest and raise
then,
you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know about you, but I'm 38. I don't ask questions I can't handle the answer to.
Yeah.
You know? And she goes, well, I still do. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a side piece. No. I mean, I don't want to be your main piece, but I'm not your side piece.
Like I'll be a piece. But there's
yeah,
no
I'll be
main
a,
or side.
Yeah. I'm, yeah. No adjective in front of
some
piece
of the piece thing, the repetition
a
gets
what,
a little distasteful.
But was she really was she really hot, though? Is that...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really
come
hot.
Come on, singer dates, good-looking chicks, man.
It's a good-looking guy.
I haven't had a girlfriend in 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
me
on
neither.
Purpose?
Me neither.
Like, you haven't
not
actively...
even really on purpose. Every time I ask a girl out, she's not into it.
Really?
And maybe because I'm attracted to the wrong type. I don't know. But if I ask a woman out,
you have
guaranteed
a very specific
she's not
type?
Gonna. Not really.
That one girl from Dayton was she,
Amy?
Years ago?
No.
Erica?
Erica. You were tight with her, right?
Yeah, we're still like best friends.
There's
she's
no
my
H.
sweetheart. I liked
yeah.
her.
There's
yeah.
no H at the end of that, is there?
No.
No.
No H.
No,
but,
the
sir.
End of Erica.
Yeah, no, I'm friends with her husband and everything now.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just thought of something. Can I do that one joke I didn't get to do on the Bob and Tom show today?
Yeah.
Okay. God, would you?
So
it's already funny.
So so you know how you're on your computer sometimes.
Yeah.
And,
did he do this at breakfast?
No. He kept saying, "Oh, I can't believe I didn't get this joke in." Then he went off, and then he'd go on to a rant. You know, it never works when I try to jam material in. I just need to sit there and react and have fun.
It was
different.
Really fun today.
Yeah. You should start this off by, "Hey, everybody." Did you
hey,
ever notice?
Hey, everybody. Did you guys
wait a minute. Ryan could introduce
you. Could,
you.
Oh, yeah.
We could write a
joined
setup.
In the, we're joined in the loft.
Joke. It's not a,
we're
it's
joined
not a very
in the
strong,
loft
it's
by
not a very strong joke.
From
it's,
left it's, to right, we've got.
and now here's Greg.
We've got
with
Chick
a joke.
Over at the sports desk. We've got. And comedian Greg Warren joining us in the loft.
He has a cauliflower ear.
You know how when you're on your. I've had computer problems the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the computer, like that program shuts down and it locks up or whatever. And then that box pops up and it says, it has two choices. Do you want to ignore error?
Oh, or send to
or
Apple.
Or send a report.
Yeah, send a report.
Right.
You know what? You know which one I click?
Which one?
I click ignore error. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't fucking rat.
Let's do this.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Greg Warren, Ryan Singer, for them in a neighborhood near you. I know it's GregWarren.com, Ryan Singer.
No, it's not. It's GregWarrenComedy.com.
Thank you, Jessica.
Jesus.
What is Ryan Singer?
RyanSingerComedy.com.
Oh, I see. So I'm the dumbass. Okay. Matter of fact, I am the dumbass. And ChickMcGee.com. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
At the Jess Expo on Twitter. ChickMcGee1. Greg. Rye Singh. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Tell your friends. Good night, everybody.